This is something we've been excited about for a while, because he too is a local guy, and a month and a half from now, he is going to be inducted into the San Jose Sports Hall of Fame at SAP Center in San Jose, and that's none other than the coach, Mike Holmgren, who joins us now. Coach, congratulations on the honor.
Hey, thanks, guys. I appreciate it very much. Nice to be with you.
It's so good to hear your voice, and as I think you just heard us say, like, before we get to football or anything else with your career, would love to, as a local sports guy, get a thought on another team leaving town.
Yeah, no, it's I think any time that happens, it happened in Seattle with the Sonics, it's happened to a number of cities, but it hurts. For the people that have been loyal fans to the Oakland A's for a long, long time, you know, and then all of a sudden they're gone. It's just that loyalty gets challenged, and it's hard. And I hate to see it, quite frankly. I think the cities that make an attempt to rebuild a stadium or whatever they can do, I applaud them for that. It's just tough. It's tough for the fans. Those are the people I think about.
Yeah, and they're definitely going through their emotions right now in Oakland. Coach, can you just speak to the general sense of what you've had as a coach and all your different stops about the connection with fans? Because it seems like the more sports changes, the more that stays the same.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I mean, I've had the privilege of working for the 49ers in the NFL for the 49ers and the Packers and the Seahawks, and then in Cleveland for a brief time. And the fan base in all those cities, they asked who was the best fan base. They're all great. I mean, they are all really special. And you can see it on television. You can read about it. And people love their football teams. I remember in Seattle, as an example, when we built the new stadium, the first year and the team, we were getting better, but we weren't there yet. And there were a lot of tickets sold to the other side, the other colored jerseys, for fans that would come to the games. Then all of a sudden, we started getting better. They nicknamed the people that would come the 12s. You guys know that.
Yeah.
And then it became the place to be on Sunday or Monday night or whenever. And it's just established a type of fan base that will never change, I don't think. And it really helps the team win. And so, but I saw that type of feeling in a lot of cities. And then when I traveled, and I remember in Oakland, that stadium, you know, I coached in there many times. I hope I don't talk too long here, but I was walking into the stadium, we're playing the Raiders, and you know, the Raiders outfits, the guys had the bullets and the guns and the you know, horns in the head.
And the spike shoulder pads, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm walking in, and you're really close to everybody right there in that little narrow entryway, and some guy's just yelling, just screaming at me. Well, I don't know what prompted me to do this. I turned and faced him. I got it right in his face. I go, what's the matter? What's your problem? And he goes, he whispers, Coach, I'm a banker from Concord. He goes, I really think you're a great coach, really. Best of luck this whole season. Just then a CBS sideline reporter came by with a camera. He goes, okay, I got to go back. And he starts yelling again, you know.
That's a phenomenal
story.
It's a phenomenal story. And by the way, Coach, as you told that story, and I don't want to, at the risk of sounding over dramatic, sports in that building has come to a close. The A's have won the game over the Rangers by a final of 3-2, and the A's have played their final game in Oakland, California. It is a victory. We'll be taking your calls. We'll be getting some people out at that game here shortly, but right now, the honor of hanging out with Coach Mike Holmgren here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Coach, certainly what we just sort of informed everyone about in November, you getting inducted into the San Jose Sports Hall of Fame, what does that mean to you?
You know what? It's very, very special. I've said this all along, however, that when I got into this business as a high school coach in San Francisco and then in San Jose, I never thought I was going to be coaching the NFL. I really didn't. I loved high school sports. I loved helping the kids in a lot of ways, I thought. And then things happen, and you move up, and things just happen. But and so I never, going into a Hall of Fame of any kind, it's a very special thing. But that's not why you worked. That's not why you got into it in the first place. You got in because you loved coaching, you loved teaching, and all that kind of stuff. But it is special. My kids, my kids are going to come down for it. They're proud of their dad. I need that every once in a while. And so, it's a very, very special honor, and I thank the people down there very much.
Yeah, some big-time names going in with you as well. And I want to go back to the days at Oak Grove High School, 1975. I was around for that now, Coach. I was just a wee little lad. But at the time, were you thinking about maybe taking a bigger bite at the Big Apple and someday being in the NFL, or was that a dream beyond your purview at that time?
No, I'm telling you, I couldn't think of that at all. I think you guys probably know this, or it's common knowledge. My first 22 games as a high school coach, we lost. We were 0-22 at Sacred Heart in San Francisco.
That's awkward.
And so I told Steve Ellison, who was my friend and the head coach, I said, Steve, I don't think I can do this anymore. It's just is too hard. And he talked to me. He goes, stay one more year. We'll just do one more year together and see what happens. And then that third game, that third season, we won. And I tell people, it wasn't Super Bowls I won. The best game of my life, it was that game. And it really, that game kind of kept me going. And I loved high school coaching. It was crazy how things kind of fell into place and allowed me to eventually get to talk to Bill Walsh. And he told me, I've got someone in mind. It's not me. It's not you, Mike, but it was a good interview. And then he phoned me 2 weeks later, and he didn't tell me who the other person was, but he goes, no, it didn't work out, so listen, I want you. And that changed things.
Quite a bit, I'd say. Yeah, Mike Holmgren is joining us here on Willard and Dibbs. Coach, speaking of those 49ers, they're not supposed to be 1-2 right now, but they are. What do you see?
It's all injuries, guys. You know the 49ers better than anybody. And I watch them and admire them and have had a chance to talk to Kyle on occasion. They're hurt. I mean, they're key guys, really good players, have been injured. And so they've lost a couple tough ones. Once they get their team together, they're who they are. And they'll be in the playoffs, and then you need a little luck and all that kind of stuff to get all the way to the Super Bowl. But right now, that's what's happened. And I don't care who you are, when you get key people hurt, it changes things. And if you're playing a good opponent that week, they can beat you.
This is a leading question, and I'm going to admit it up front, but you worked with Joe Montana and Steve Young. What do you see from Brock Purdy?
He puts a smile on my face, honestly. I think of his journey and how he got to where he got. And I just say, bless his heart. He was drafted where he was drafted, and there were reasons for that. When you're evaluating quarterbacks, arm strength, there's a list of things you look at. But he was drafted. He played a lot in college. And the thing that strikes me, I think he's very bright. He's kind of a humble young man. And he happened to come into an organization that will allow any quarterback, I think, to reach his potential. And with Kyle Shanahan and the guys around him, the players around him. And so, but then he's gotten better. I mean, he just gets better and better. He's a good decision maker, good, accurate passer. I like him a lot. And I think he's going to be there for a long time.
Drafted late, but one round ahead of you, Mike. We should probably point that out. You were an eighth rounder back when they had eight rounds.
That's right. That's right. And then I would say that his career is a little bit better than my playing career. Yes.
Well,
the jury's still out.
I don't know if he's ever going to get inducted into a Hall of Fame. We'll see. We'll see, Coach. Just as I said, always great to hear your voice and your perspective on a bunch of different things. So thank you so much. Congratulations again, and we'll tell everybody exactly how they can come see the event in person.
Hey, guys, I appreciate it very much. Thank you.